ÖBV Pädagogischer Verlag 1995.
Your Ticket to English, Volume 3, Unit 1, Eating Out. Coursebook, Step 1, 3, in a restaurant.
What would you like, please?
I think I'll have a steak.
With chips or rice?
I'll have chips.
That's a good idea. I think I'll have the same.
And what would you like?
Perhaps I'll have fish and chips.
Sorry, there's no fish left.
Well, in that case, I'll have an omelette.
And what about you?
I've already decided. I'm going to have egg and chips.
Step 1-4. Listen and find out what the customers decide to have. Tick the boxes.
Dialogue number 1.
What are you going to have, Alan?
I don't know. What about you?
I'm going to have a steak.
The steak here isn't very nice.
Well, in that case, I'll have mixed grill.
Yes, I'll have mixed grill too.
Dialogue number 2.
Have you decided what to have, madam?
Yes, I'm going to have chicken.
Sorry, madam. There's no chicken left.
Oh, dear. Well, in that case, I'll have a pork chop.
And you, sir?
I don't really know. Perhaps I'll have a steak. Yes, I'll have steak and chips.
Dialogue number 3.
What would you like to drink?
I don't know. What have you got?
Beer, wine, Coke, juice?
Well, I think I'll have apple juice.
Sorry, we've only got orange juice.
Okay, I'll have that.
And you?
I'll have a beer.
Dialogue number 4.
Well, I know what I'm going to have.
What?
I'm going to have apple pie.
Good idea. But I'm full. I think I'll just have a cup of coffee. What about you? Do you want coffee too?
No, thank you.
Step 1-5. Song, Little Brown Jug. Step 2-1. Answer the following questions. Which of the four people liked the restaurant best? Who liked it least? Would you like to go to this restaurant?
Is anyone hungry?
Yes, I am.
Me too.
Well, let's go and have something to eat.
Good idea. I'm starving.
Where shall we go?
I want something warm.
There's a cheap restaurant across the road. Let's go there.
Okay, come on.
In the restaurant.
What do you want, Birgit?
I don't know. What is there?
Look, there's a menu on the counter.
I've already decided. I'm going to have fish and chips. Do you want the same?
No, I don't like fish.
What about steak pie and chips?
Yes, I'll have that.
I think I'll have the same.
And I'll have a cheese omelette.
Yes, please.
Two steak pies and chips, one fish and chips, and a cheese omelette.
Anything to drink?
Shall we have a Coke?
Okay.
I think I'll have a cup of tea. 3 Cokes and 1 tea, please.
At the table.
At last, I'm starving.
Can you pass me the salt and vinegar, please?
Ugh, the Coke's horrible. It's warm.
And the tea's cold.
Do you like your pie, Birgit?
Yes, it's very nice.
What's your fish like?
It's horrible. It tastes like rubber.
Well, put lots of salt and vinegar on it. Then you won't taste it.
Mmm, that was lovely. Does anyone want a sweet? What about you, Birgit? Do you want some apple pie or an ice cream?
No, thanks. I'm full.
What about you, Carol?
No, thanks. I feel sick. I'd rather go outside.
Step 3-1. Listen. Two tourists are talking about the breakfast menu below. Listen to the first part of the conversation and guess what they will have.
Well, love, I'm hungry. Let's have breakfast.
Good idea.
What would you rather have, an English or a continental breakfast?
The English one is expensive, isn't it?
But look what you get for your money. Grapefruit, tomato juice, cereal, fried, poached or scrambled eggs with bacon, sausage and tomato. Good Lord, that's a meal for the whole day. And you can have rolls or toast with marmalade, tea or coffee.
We won't need to eat again until tonight.
Now listen to the second part of their conversation. Underline the things they choose from the breakfast menu.
What are you going to have?
Tomato juice and cereal for me.
Oh, I don't like tomato juice. I'll have a glass of grapefruit juice and then scrambled eggs with bacon.
And I'm going to have fried eggs with bacon, sausages, and tomatoes.
Greedy thing.
And to finish off, let's order toast, marmalade, and tea. All right?
Yes, but I think I'll have coffee.
Step 4-3. Listen and fill in the correct letter. Where will they go? Dialogue number 1. Mr. and Mrs. Smith are driving along the motorway in their car.
Are you hungry, dear?
No, but I'd like a cup of tea. What about you?
I'm quite hungry myself. Let's stop at the next service station.
Okay, good idea.
Dialogue number 2. Fred and Pete are painters. They are painting a house in London.
What's the time?
12 o'clock.
Well, shall we stop and have something to eat?
Okay.
Where shall we go? To the snack bar?
No, I'd like a beer.
Right, we'll go to the Red Lion.
Dialogue number 3. Mrs. Jones and Liz are at home watching television.
I'm hungry. What about you?
Yes, so am I. Shall I go and get us some fish and chips?
Yes, good idea.
Dialogue number 4. Mike is telephoning Sylvia.
What are you doing tonight, Sylvia?
Nothing. Why?
Do you want to go out to dinner with me?
I'd love to. Where shall we go?
Do you like Chinese food?
Yes, very much.
Good. There's a restaurant near my house. Why don't we try that?
Okay. See you later.
Step 4-7. Pronunciation. Strong sounds in words. Listen and repeat.
Breakfast. Breakfast. Interesting. Interesting. Marmalade. Marmalade. Information. Information. Customer. Customer. Omelette. Omelette. Sandwiches. Sandwiches. Suggested. Suggested. Paragraph. Paragraph. Vegetables. Vegetables. Continental. Continental. Cafeteria. Cafeteria.
Step 4-8. Which words mean the same? Draw lines.
Chips.
French fries.
Crisps. Potato chips.
Sweets.
Candies.
Biscuits.
Cookies.
Step 4-9. Rhyme. Try to say this very fast.
How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook good cookies?
How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook good cookies?
How many cookies could a good cook cook if a good cook could cook good cookies?
Workbook A, step 2-3, and workbook B, step 2-3. Listen and guess what they will say next.
Dialogue number 1. Two friends are sitting in a restaurant.
Susie, what are you going to have?
I don't really know.
What about a nice steak and kidney pie?
Okay.
Dialogue number 2. The Davis family are at home.
Jenny, what would you like for tea?
A big piece of cake and a glass of milk.
Sorry, there's no milk left.
Well, then a glass of lemonade, please.
Sorry.
Dialogue number 3. Two boys are in a sweet shop.
Tim, do you want a bar of chocolate?
No, not chocolate. I...
Dialogue number 4. Three children are sitting in a snack bar after school.
What are we going to have?
Let's all have ham and eggs.
Not ham and eggs. I hate eggs. I'd...
Unit 2. at school again. Course book, step 1-2. Which words mean the same? Draw lines.
Caretaker.
Janitor.
Headmaster or headmistress.
Principal.
Secondary school.
High school.
Form or class.
Grade.
Primary school.
Elementary school.
Homework.
Assignment.
Step 1-7. Poem.
My first day at school. The school is new. The windows wide. Hundreds of girls already inside. The school is vast and large the hall. I am new and very small.
Step 1-9. Some pupils are talking about a typical school day. First, listen to Julie and Pete. Tick the correct box. Number 1.
Hello, I'm Julie Saunders. I'm 13 years old and attend a secondary modern school in Surrey. A normal school day lasts from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I have to get up at 7:30 every morning. The first thing I do is to go and have a wash. Then I get dressed, and at 8 o'clock I have breakfast. After that, I walk to the bus stop, which is 10 minutes from our home. At 8:20, the bus comes. It takes me about 25 minutes to get to school. At 9:05, we have to attend the morning assembly, which is a bit boring. We usually sing a hymn and listen to the headmaster. I'm always glad when it's over. At 9:35, lessons start. Each lesson lasts 35 minutes. We have two breaks, a short one and a long one at lunchtime. Wednesday is my favourite day at school because there is a camping club during the lunch break. At 4 p.m, school finishes and at 4:45, I'm back home. That's a normal day at my school.
Number 2.
Hello, I'm Pete Andrews. I'm 14 years old and I go to a comprehensive school in Birmingham. We start school at 9:30 in the morning and finish at 4 p.m. I have to get up at 8:30. The first thing I do is to switch on the radio and get my breakfast. Then I wash and get dressed quickly, and at 9 o'clock I leave home and walk to school. It's only a 10-minute walk. Our lessons last 35 minutes. There are 5 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. There are 2 breaks, a 15-minute break after the third lesson and a lunch break. Sometimes I go to one of the clubs in the lunch break, for example, the Folk Dancing Club, which meets on Mondays. I'm always back home at 4:20.
Step 1-10. Listen to Jennifer and take notes. Number 3.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Thornton. I'm 13 years old. The school I go to is a grammar school in a small town in the northeast of England, Morpeth. We have to be in school at 9 o'clock in the morning and finish at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Since I live in Thropton, which is a village about 17 miles away from Morpeth, I have to get up very early. My mother wakes me at 7 o'clock. I always stay in bed for another 5 or 10 minutes and then I get up and get dressed. At 7:30, I have my breakfast. I like sitting at the breakfast table, eating my breakfast and chatting with my mum. I often have to hurry because the bus leaves at 8:10. It takes me about 50 minutes to get to school. We usually arrive at about 9 o'clock. 5 minutes later, the morning assembly starts. Lessons start at 9:30 and last 45 minutes. My favourite day in school is Thursday, because that is when the ski club meets, in the afternoon. I don't mind getting home late that day. Usually I get home just before 5. That isn't too bad.
Step 112. Pronunciation. Strong sounds in phrases.
Listen and repeat. Then underline the strong sounds.
Example. An English test. Number 1. School uniform. Number 2. Sports team. Number 3. Cowboy film. Number 4. PE teacher. Number 5. A cleaning lady. Number 6. Julie Saunders. Number 7. Short stories. Number 8. Guessing game. Number 9. Monday evening. Number 10. Comprehensive school.
Step 2-4. Liz and Eve are talking about duties.
Hey, Liz, let's play some computer games.
Just a minute, I have to do the washing up first.
Do you have to do it every day?
No, I don't. My brother usually does it. What about you?
I don't have to do the washing up, but I have to clean the shoes.
Step 3-2. Poem.
I wonder why the grass is green and why the wind is never seen. Who taught the birds to build a nest and told the trees to take a rest? Or when the moon is not quite round, where can the missing bit be found? Who lights the stars when they blow out and makes the lightning flash about? Who paints the rainbow in the sky and hangs the fluffy clouds so high? Why is it now, do you suppose, that Dad won't tell me if he knows?
Workbook B, Step 2-2. Listen to the dialogue and find out if the following statements are right or wrong. Tick the correct box.
Peter, what's your favourite subject?
Why do you want to know?
Because I'm interested.
Let me see. History. It's exciting to learn about the past.
I don't really like it. There are too many names to learn. What subject don't you like?
Geography.
Geography?
Yes, our teacher is not very nice to us.
I don't agree. I think geography is very interesting and I like our teacher.
Workbook A, Step 2-1, and Workbook B, Step 3-5. Listen and tick off what Mrs. Day needs. Number 1. Then listen again and tick off what Mrs. Tim has got. Number 2. Mrs. Day, the handicraft teacher, is checking the stores with Mrs. Tim.
Now, first of all, I need some sellotape. Have we got any?
Yes, there's some here.
Good. I need a box of chalk.
Chalk? What colour?
I'll need some white and some coloured.
Well, let me see. We've got some white, but we haven't got any coloured.
Never mind. I'll take the white. Can I have some glue?
Glue? Yes, here you are.
Thank you. Now, have we got any rubber bands?
No, I'm sorry, we haven't.
And what about nails? Have we got any?
Yes, we've got lots. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, what else do I need? Ah, yes, some paint. Have you got any?
What colour?
Green.
We haven't got any green paint, but we've got blue.
Okay, I'll have blue. Thank you.
What are you going to make in your handicraft class?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Ooh.
Workbook A, step 5-3, and Workbook B, step 5-3.
Adventure Story, Part 1. Listen to the ticket story. Bob Newman is a young man who lives in New York. He works in a bank, but he does not earn very much money. His wife, Julia, does not work, so they are rather poor. However, they are very happy and like living in New York. A few weeks ago, Julie suddenly became ill. She had a very bad stomach ache for 3 days and couldn't sleep at night. Bob called the doctor, and later that day, Dr. Masters came to see Julia. When he had examined her, he looked very serious and spoke to Bob.
Bob, I'm afraid Julie needs to have an operation.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
If she doesn't have the operation, she will never get really better. She'll always get stomach aches.
Well, yes, you're right, Doctor. She must have the operation. But how much will it cost?
Well, Bob, it's going to be expensive, you know. It will probably cost $3,000.
Then Julie spoke.
$3,000? But we can't afford that. I can't possibly have the operation.
Well, I'm very sorry, Julie. I know it's expensive, but there's nothing I can do. That's what the operation costs.
When Dr. Masters left the house, Bob and Julie were very sad.
What are we going to do, Julie?
I don't know, Bob. I know we can't afford $3,000, but my stomach hurts so much.
Don't worry, Julie. You've got to have the operation. I'll think of something. I'll find a way to get the money, I promise you.
That night, Bob couldn't sleep. He was very worried. He had promised Julie that he would get $3,000, but he had no idea how this could be managed.